The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kesser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Abayim, today we're going to be learning Simen Nun Tes, Halachos Vav through Yud Beis. This is a continuation of the discussion of the brachos of Hatov Yameitiv and Shechiyanu and Ayin HaEmes. Hatov Yameitiv is made when a person has an event that happens to him, which is to his benefit, that involves not only him but other people as well. Shechiyanu is something that happens to him, which is a happy event which only involves him himself. And Ayin HaEmes is the bracha a person makes when hearing sad news or a sad event happens to him. Let's see halacha vav. Nes aviv, if a person's father died, o echad mishar krovav, or one of his other relatives, o afilo eno krovo, elashu adam kasher, or even if he's not a relative, but he's a person who is an outstanding person, a honest person, and mikol shekein talmud chacham, is certainly a talmud chacham, a Torah scholar, shehu mitzar olav, that he has tzar, he has pain by hearing this news. Mivarech, he makes the following bracha, baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam dayan ha'emes. This is the bracha mentioned previously, that a person makes this bracha when he hears news which some harmful event or bad event happened. So a person makes this bracha on hearing the passing away of one of these people, a karov, a relative, an adam kasher, an upstanding, a honest person, and certainly a talmid chacham. The Mishnah Berurah makes the following comment. Certainly on a relative, the Mishnah Berurah defines a relative as someone who the person would go into mourning for, he'd go into avilus for. That would be a parent or a child or a sibling or a spouse. Certainly one would make the bracha in those cases. On the Talmud Chacham, that he feels tzar, he feels pained by hearing the news. Also, if he feels a sense of bereavement by hearing the news, he would make the bracha of Dayan HaEmes. By an Adam Kosher, a honest person, the Mishnah Berurah comments, it seemed that in his time, the meaning was not to make the bracha. He said, it's not proper, really, one should make the bracha, but the Mishnah Berurah does comment, it seemed in his time, the meaning was not to make the bracha for an Adam Kosher, for a regular person who's just a honest person. Let's see the continuation of the Kitzer. Va'al shar Adam she'inam etzar kol kach. On another person who doesn't feel pain, it's not a person who's related to him, it's not a talmid chacham, it's not a honest person that he had some dealings with. She doesn't feel any pain or any particular agony by hearing the news of the person's bereavement, person's death. Omer baruch dayan ha'emes b'lo shem ha'malchus. Then he should say the baruch baruch dayan ha'emes without mentioning Hashem's name and the malchus without saying melech ha'olam. He just says the words baruch dayan ha'emes. If a person has remaining money from his father to inherit, he gets inheritance from his father. If he has money that remains from his father, then he'd make the bracha shechiyanu, even though at the time of hearing the news of his father's passing, he's pained by hearing the news, but he would make the bracha of shechiyanu, the bracha on hearing good news, because now he has an inheritance. V'im yesh lo od achim lachalok b'yerusha, and if he has other brothers who will divide the inheritance with him, that he has siblings he's going to divide the inheritance, or brothers he's going to divide the inheritance with, azay b'mokum b'rchas shechiyonu mevarech hatov yameitiv. Then instead of the bracha of shechiyonu, he'd make the bracha of hatov yameitiv. He makes the bracha upon news which doesn't just involve him, but also involves other people, because this is good news for both him and his brothers. Now they have an inheritance. So you make the bracha of Hatov Yameitiv. Mishnah Berurah raises the following point. What if a person doesn't have any brothers, but he has a family? He has a wife and children, then now they will benefit from the inheritance. Would he make the bracha of Hatov Yameitiv, even if he doesn't have any siblings who will share the inheritance, but he has a family that will share the inheritance with him? Mishnah Berurah says the halacha is not to say the bracha of Hatov Yameitiv with Shem and Malchus. He should say just the bracha of Shechiyanu when he's the only son who's going to inherit, because technically he's the only one who owns this inheritance. His wife might eventually benefit from it, or his children, but he's the only child who's inheriting, technically he's the only owner of this inheritance, and so he would make the bracha that one makes when he gets good news that just affects him, which is Shechiyanu, and not the bracha of Hatov Yameitiv, unless he has actual brothers who are getting parts of the inheritance. Then there's multiple people who have ownership in the inheritance, and then he would make the bracha of Hatov Yameitiv. Any one of those brothers could make the bracha of Hatov Yameitiv when there's multiple brothers. But with only one brother, even though it will indirectly affect his wife and his children, Mishnah Berurah says to only make the bracha of Shechiyanu and not Hatov Yameitiv. Let's see the next halacha. Bana o kana bayis, if a person built or he bought a house. O kana kelim, or if he purchased vessels. O malbushim chashuvim, or if he purchased a garment which is of value, of significance. Afilu hayu lo kiyotze be'elu tchila, even if he had similar kelim, similar vessels to this previously. Let's say he owns a suit before, and he gets a second suit. So even though it's not the first suit that he's buying, still, ela she'elu lahayu lo me'olam. But this particular vessel, let's say the example of a suit, this particular suit he had never owned. Again, ela she'elu lahayu shalom me'olam. This particular vessel was never his. He adds in the brackets, lafuke machron v'chazav v'kanan, as opposed to a case where he previously had owned it, then he sold it and bought it back. So any case where he never had ownership of this particular item, fusameach behem, and he has simcha, he has happiness by making this purchase, mevarach shechiyanu, he makes the bracha of shechiyanu. So any time a person buys new garments, new vessels, he builds a house, something which is a simcha to him, which brings him joy, he would make the bracha of shechiyanu. The only time he would not make it, if he previously owned this item and sold it and then bought it back. But any item that he buys new, which is a simcha to him, which brings him joy, he would make shechiyanu. The Kitzur continues, v'yesh levarach b'shas hakinyan, he should make the bracha at the time of the acquisition, o gemar habinyan, or at the time by a building where he finished the building, af al pi she'adayin lo nishtamish bohem, even though he has not used the item, let's say by a house, even though he hasn't started living in the house, or by a suit, he hasn't started wearing the suit, but just by buying the suit or building the building, he would make the bracha shechiyanu. Ki ein habracha ella al simchas halev, because the bracha is only on the happiness, the happiness a person feels in his heart. Shu sameach b'kniyasin, that he's happy when he makes the purchase, because he has now made a purchase of this item, the vessels, the clothes, the building of the house, purchase of the house, because he has simcha, so he makes the bracha, because that happiness in making the purchase. He doesn't have to actually use it yet. As long as he has the item available to him, then now it's his, he would make the bracha of shechiyanu. Let's see halacha ches. U'kishiyilbash hamalbush, when he wears the garment, yivarech malbish arumim, he should make the bracha malbish arumim. The bracha malbish arumim, which we make every morning by the Birkas HaShachar, by the brachos made every morning. A person also would make that bracha when he wears this new garment. Besides for the bracha shechiyanu, he makes the bracha of malbish arumim. V'yav shekvar birech shacharis malbish arumim, even though he made the bracha malbish arumim in the morning, by the Birkas HaShachar, by the brachos he makes every morning. Chozer umivarech kishalov show. He would make the bracha again when he wears the garment. When he wears this new garment, he makes the bracha of Malbish Arumim. Ach im lov show shacharis. However, if he wore the garment in the morning, and right after the time that he put on the garment, he was going to make the bracha of Birkas, in the Birkas Hashacha of Malbish Arumim. Nifta b'bracha achas. Then it's exempted with one bracha. So when he wears his garment in the morning, and soon after he wore it, he made the Birkas HaShachar, he could exempt with the bracha of Malbish Arumim he makes in the morning, he could exempt this new garment that he's wearing. Yesh Omrim, there's an opinion that says, Tahakone Kova, someone that purchases a hat, Kishe Masimo Barosho Yivarech Ote Yisrael B'Sifara. When he puts that hat on his head, he makes the bracha Ote Yisrael B'Sifara. So this is an opinion that just like when a person buys a garment, let's say a suit, he makes the bracha Malbish Arumim, you close those who don't have clothes. So also, when he wears the hat, he should make the bracha of the Hashem crowns Yisrael with glory. This is sort of like a crown of glory when he has a garment or a hat that's of distinction to put on his head. So those that say he makes the bracha Ote Yisrael B'Sifara on a hat. Ube Ezor, if it's a belt, something he would put around his waist, Yivarech Oze Yisrael B'Gevura, he should make the bracha he who girds Yisrael with strength, that he gives us things to put around our waist, and he would make the bracha similar to the bracha that he makes in the morning of Oze Yisrael B'Gevura. He would make that bracha upon the acquisition of a belt. The Yesh Chalkin, there are those that argue, as opposed to the bracha Malbish Arumim that we mentioned at the beginning of this halacha, the bracha Malbish Arumim, the poskim, the halachic authorities bring down from the Yerushalmi, from the Gemara, the Talmud Yerushalmi, to make that bracha. But the source of this bracha to make Ote Yisrael B'Sifara on a hat, or Oze Yisrael B'Gevura on a belt, is not as clear. So those that argue, there are those that say not to make this bracha, because it gives the following suggestion. Al Kain, therefore, Tov L'Lov Sham Pam Harishon HaShacharis, the best thing would be to wear it for the first time in the morning. You should wear this hat or belt for the first time in the morning. V'yichavin L'Fatram B'Brachos Elu, he should have intention to exempt it with these brachos. Shomer osam b'seder brachos, the brachos that he says in the order of brachos, by the Birkas HaShachar, he should intend then to exempt the hat or the belt. So in summation, when a person wears a new suit, he could make the bracha Malbish Arumim. It's just that if he wore it in the morning, close to the time where he made the Birkas HaShachar, he would exempt it with Birkas HaShachar. But on a hat or a belt, because there's a question, does he make the bracha on a hat of Ote Yisrael B'Sifara or on a belt Ote Yisrael B'Gevura? Therefore, he should not make the bracha, but he should have intention when he makes those brachas in the morning that he intends also to exempt the hat or the belt. The Kitzah continues. Kanalo talis shal mitzvah. If someone purchased a talis shal mitzvah, a talis to do the mitzvah of tzitzis, azay la'achar she'asa ba es ha-tzitzis yivarech shechiyanu. Then, after he makes the tzitzis, the strings that the Torah commanded to put on the corner of the garment, now he could be yotzei the mitzvah, he could exempt himself with the mitzvah on this garment with the tzitzis, yivarech shechiyanu. He should make the bracha of shechiyanu. This garment, before it has tzitzit, it's not able to be worn. So you cannot make the bracha of shechiyanu on a garment which has the corners that would obligate in the mitzvah of tzitzis. He cannot make the bracha until it actually has the tzitzis on it, until it actually has the strings the Torah commands to put on it to be, in order to be able to wear it. Once he makes the tzitzis and he puts it on the garment, he should make the bracha of Shachianu. He doesn't have to wear it. Just like we learned before in Halacha Zayin, it's at the time of the purchase, normally one would make the bracha. In this case, because at the time of the purchase it wasn't ready to be worn because it didn't have tzitzis, he waits till he makes the tzitzis. Now it could be worn. And he makes the bracha of Shachianu. And the Mishnah Berurah also mentions, incidentally, when he makes the bracha of Shachianu on the fact that he bought this garment, he should also have in mind that he's exempting with the Shachianu the fact that he did a mitzvah now, that he put the tzitzis on the garment. That should also be in his intention with the bracha of Shachianu, that's included in the Shachianu, the fact that he did the mitzvah of tzitzis. So therefore, on the purchase of the garment, and now he could wear a tzitzis, and on the doing of the mitzvah, by putting them on the garment, he would make the bracha of Shachianu. The Kitzur continues, Ve'in lo birech oz, if he did not make the bracha when he made the tzitzis, Yivarech be'itav rishon, he should make the bracha when he wrapped himself in the garment, La'acha shibirech l'satif betzitzis, after he made the bracha l'satif betzitzis, after he makes the bracha that he, on wearing a talis, l'satif betzitzis, he would make the bracha of Shachianu. The idea that the Kitzur is saying over here is that Shachianu is not a hefsek. Shachianu would not be an interruption between the bracha on the mitzvah and the doing of the mitzvah. Normally, when a person does a mitzvah, he has to make the bracha then do the mitzvah immediately. But in this case, where he made the bracha l'satif batzitzis, because the Shachianu that he's making has relevance to the mitzvah, he would make the bracha Shachianu after the bracha of the satif batzitzis, and it's not considered to be an interruption. We're going to see in Halacha Yadala a similar idea. When a person makes a bracha of Shachianu on a fruit, even though he made the bracha, let's say, ha'etz on the fruit, he can still make the Shachianu after the ha'etz. It's not considered to be a hefsek, it's not considered to be an interruption. So in summation, this halacha by the talis, on buying the talis, if it's not able to be worn, because it doesn't have tzitzis, he waits till he makes the tzitzis. When he makes the tzitzis, he makes Shachianu both on the acquisition of this talis and on the performance of the mitzvah of making the tzitzis. He would be able to make that bracha just on the making of the tzitzis before actually wearing it. On the acquisition of the talis, now has tzitzis, and on the doing of the mitzvah of putting on tzitzis. If he didn't make the bracha when he made the tzitzis, he should make the bracha when he's misatif, when he wraps himself in this talis. Let's see halacha tes. Kana kelim, someone who acquires vessels, shnishtam shibahem hu uvnei beiso, that both he and his family can now use, mevarech hatov yametiv, he makes the bracha of hatov yametiv. So therefore, when a person purchases something that would be used by the family, it's not just considered to be good for himself, it's considered to be good for the whole family. And therefore he would make the bracha of Hatov Yametiv. Rav Moshe Feinstein applies this to the case of a car, where a person buys a car and it's intended to be used by the whole family, he would make the bracha of Hatov Yametiv, because it's not just for him, it's also good for other people, because now his whole family can now use the car. The Mishnah Berurah mentions a case where a community built a shul. Now the shul will be used by the whole tzibur, the whole congregation. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the shliach tzibur, the person who davens for the shul, or possibly the rav of the shul, the rabbi of the shul, would get up and make the bracha of Hatov Yametiv, because now there is a item which could be used by many people. This shul cannot be used by the entire congregation. So any item which is used by the family, again, like Rav Moshe Feinstein says, a family car, you'd have, let's say, some sort of keli, some sort of vessel which is used by the whole family, let's say a dining room table, something which is used by the whole family, a person would make the bracha of Hatov Yametiv if there's a simcha, if there's a joy of doing it. So the person, let's say the head of the household, would make the bracha on behalf of the whole household of Hatov Yametiv. Let's see halacha yud. Im nosno lo b'matano. Im nitnu lo b'matano, if this vessel was given to him as a gift. So he didn't purchase it, but it was given to him as a gift. Mevarech hatov yametiv. He makes a bracha of hatov yametiv. Shehu tova lo, because it's something which is good for him. V'gam lahanosin tova. It's also something which is good for the giver, as opposed to the cases we're talking about until now, where it was the purchase of this item for money. We don't consider the seller in the case where he just did it for his own sake, for his own profit. But in a case where it's a gift and there was no purchase, we consider the fact that there was a giver and a taker. And because of that, one could make the bracha of Hatov Yametiv because there's two people involved, the giver and the taker of this item, which brings simcha to the taker. The Kitzur explains, Ki imzeh ha-mekabel hu ani, because if the receiver is a poor person, Hare hu tova lahanosein, that would be a benefit for the giver. Shezikeo Hashem Yisbarach, that Hashem gave him the merit litein tzedakah. Now he can give tzedakah. He can give tzedakah to this poor person. Therefore, it's good for both the giver that he was able to give tzedakah and the taker, the ani, the poor person, that now he got this item. Tim hamakabel hu asher, if the receiver is a wealthy person, sameach hanosein, then the giver is happy. Shezeh mekabel menu matana, that this person took the gift. If the receiver is a wealthier person, he doesn't necessarily need the item, but there's a simcha, the fact that he accepted the item. A person who gives an item gets simcha, he's happy that he's able to give someone an item. And therefore, even if the person is not an ani, even if he's not a poor person, but rather he's a more wealthy person, but the fact that he agreed to take the present and he accepted the present is a simcha, it's a joy to the giver. So therefore, any time there's a giver and a taker of a gift, one would make the bracha of Hatov Yametiv, because there's a simcha, there's a joy to the giver and the taker. We're going to be discussing in Halacha Yud Beis, there has to be a certain chashivas, a certain significance to the gift. There has to be something which is a significant type of a gift. If it's just a non-consequential type of a gift, then one would not make the bracha on that because it's not important. We'll be discussing that in Halacha Yud Beis. But assuming that the gift is a consequential type of a gift, one would make the bracha of Hatov Yametiv, because in a poor person, the giver has the benefit of giving tzedakah, and on a richer person, the giver has the benefit of the joy that the receiver accepted the gift. Let's see halacha Yud Aleph. Al Sfarim Chadashim Shekana, on new Sfarim, new Hebrew books or Jewish books that a person purchases, that now he can learn Torah from. Eino Mevarech Shehachiyanu, he does not make the bracha of Shehachiyanu. Mishum de mitzvos lo lehanos nitnu, because mitzvos are not given for enjoyment. Mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu is a concept in the Gemara. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah explains the concept in the following way. If a person uses an item which is forbidden to be used, let's say he uses, this is the example of the Gemara, he uses a shofar from a karban. He uses the shofar from a ram that was brought as a karban to the Beis HaMikdash. He would be yotzi the mitzvah of a shofar. He would exempt himself the mitzvah of a shofar. It's not considered to be that he did an isser, a prohibition of using property of Hekdesh, property of the Beis HaMikdash, because the use was a use for a mitzvah. He used it in the example of the Gemara, he used it for exempting himself from the mitzvah of shofar. And that the Gemara says, mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu, the performance of the mitzvah is not considered to be a hana, it's not considered to be an enjoyment. What the Kitzur is saying over here is that on the purchase of Svarim, what's the joy? He's happy, now he can learn more Torah. So on that joy, because it's not a material joy, it's the joy of a mitzvah, we do not consider that to be a joy. And therefore we say he would not make a bracha on the purchase of the Sfarim. There are opinions that disagree with this. There are opinions that say, because as long as he does have the joy of buying this new Sefer, so he could make Shechiyanu. The Mishnah Berurah says, in a case where it's a more routine purchase of Svarim, it's something that he could have bought at any time, the Mishnah Berurah says not to make the bracha of Shechiyanu, like the Kitzer rules over here. But he has a case where, let's say, the person was looking for a very particular Sefer. It was a Sefer he has a hard time finding. He was looking for the Sefer for a long time, then he was able to find the Sefer. The Mishnah Berurah brings down an opinion that there one could make the bracha. It seems the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say he has to make the bracha, but he says if a person would make the bracha, there is room in halacha to allow one to make the bracha. If it was a case where he was particularly looking for that Sefer, he was searching for the Sefer for a long time, and now he found it. And he doesn't say one should make the bracha, but he says if one would, there's what to rely on. There's a discussion in the response to the tshuva of the Minchas Yitzchak, is a Dayan Weiss, who passed away just a number of years ago. He has a comment in the introduction to the tshuvas to his response to Minchas Yitzchak. Can one make Shechiyanu on the printing of a sefer? If one worked hard to write a sefer, now he's ready to print it, can one make the bracha of Shechiyanu because now he's printing the sefer? The Minchas Yitzchak brings an opinion that he could make the bracha. Nevertheless, he suggests against making the bracha because it's not clear one could make the bracha. Seems he suggests maybe to make it without Shimon Malchus, without the name of Hashem, and without saying Melech Olam. He just says Baruch Shechiyanu v'kiyumanu v'gyanu l'zman hazeh, without saying the name of Hashem. So it would seem practically in halacha one should not make the bracha on publishing a sefer, even though it is a discussion about that. Another discussion that relates to this, also to the halacha mentioned before about the tzitzis, a related topic is, does a person make a bracha the first time he does a mitzvah? Let's say a person is doing a mitzvah for the first time in his life. He puts on tefillin for the first time. Let's say he does shechita, he does slaughters an animal, which is a mitzvah the first time in his life. Does one make the bracha of Shechiyanu? The Mishnah Berurah and the halachos of tzitzis discusses this question. Even though he mentions the possibility, he says practically in halacha one should not make the bracha of Shechiyanu. The ideal thing would be if a person is doing a mitzvah for the first time in his life, let's say he's doing tefillin for the first time in his life, he should have, let's say, a new garment, or have a new fruit there, and have some other way how he can make Shechiyanu, because it's not clear that one would make the bracha of Shechiyanu on doing a mitzvah for the first time. So in summation, to make a bracha on purchasing Sfarim, one would not make the bracha. On printing a sefer, one would not make the bracha. If one bought a sefer, which he was looking for a long time, there's room in halacha to make the bracha, although the Mishnah Berurah seems not to suggest it strongly. If a person does a mitzvah for the first time, because of the doubt in halacha, if a person says Shechiyanu on that, he should have some other item a new fruit that he's going to eat then, or a new suit that he bought then, and he should have that with him. They can make Shechiyanu on that and exempt the mitzvah that now he's doing for the first time. Let's see halacha Yud Beis. Al davar shenu choshev kol kach, on an item which is not so significant, it's of insignificant value, or it's not important to him, kigon choluk, like let's say a shirt was an undergarment on which they would wear like a suit over it. So a choluk is more like an undergarment. Possibly even a regular shirt is included in choluk, as opposed to a suit, which is the outer garment that the person wears. But something which is more like an undergarment, for sure an undershirt, but possibly even a shirt. Omen olim, or shoes. on pillows or on socks, in levarich. One should not make the bracha of shechiyanu. Va'afilu imhu ani, even if he's a poor person, shesameach b'hem, that he has simcha, he has joy, even a poor person who has joy from the fact that he was able to purchase the socks or the shoes, still, or the shirt, because it's not so significant, it's not like a suit, he would not make the bracha until he is able to acquire, like, the outer garment, let's say, a suit or a hat, something which is a chosh of a distinguished a garment. Va'asher gadol, a very rich person, shekana kelim chadashim, that he bought new kelim, new vessels, shera'i lebenoni lismach b'hem, that it's appropriate for a regular person of medium wealth to be happy. A regular person would be happy on this purchase. Let's say it's a new suit or a new hat. But he, because of his wealth, they're not so important to him. He's not happy. He's not so happy. He's a person, he could afford suits all the time or hats all the time. It's not such a big simcha. It's not such a big joy to him to buy a new suit or a new hat. Gam ken lo yivarech. Also, he should not make the bracha. It's only a purchase which brings the person simcha, which is a relatively unusual purchase. On a suit or a hat, the type of items that a person only purchases from time to time, and it's not a standard or a relatively inconsequential purchase, only then could you make the bracha, because he has a simcha, he has a joy from this purchase, this significant purchase that he only makes occasionally. I just wanted to add on to Halacha Yud. There the Kitzur said, if a person gives a matana, a person gives a gift, then the receiver of the gift makes the bracha of Hatov Yametiv, because he benefits from having the gift. And the giver also benefits that he was able to give the gift. Therefore, the recipient of the gift makes the bracha of Hatov Yametiv, according to the Kitzur. The Mishneh Berurah brings down a dissenting opinion. The Mishneh Berurah brings down an opinion that says one would not make the bracha of Hatov Yametiv on a gift. And his reason is the following, that Hatov Yametiv is only made where there's a tangible and a physical benefit to multiple people. Let's say, for example, a person got an inheritance, so it's a benefit to him and his brothers that they got these possessions from the father, for example. But in the case of a gift, where the giver gets a nachas ruach, he gets a pleasure from the fact he was able to give the gift, but it's not a physical, it's not a tangible pleasure from the perspective of the giver. It's only from the perspective of the receiver it's a tangible gift, that he actually got this gift, and therefore, according to the Mishneh Berurah, one would make the bracha of Shechiyonu and not Hatov Yametiv on a gift, because the only tangible benefit is to the receiver. So that's the difference of opinion. According to the Kitzur, the bracha is Hatov Yametiv, and according to the Mishneh Berurah, the bracha on a gift is Shechiyonu.